Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
If you're tired of the old way of networking, the business cards, the awkward conversations, and the aggressive pitches, but you know how crucial your network is to your success in life, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Build Your Network, the only top-rated show committed to helping you master content networking, foster real relationships, increase your authority, and build the network of your dreams. Listen in on conversations with world-class entrepreneurs, authors, thought leaders, and more as we deconstruct their best strategies for your success. So get ready to burn your business cards, ditch the name tag, and discover the new way to network with your host, Travis Chappell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Build Your Network podcast. My name is Eric. I'm your host on today's episode. And on today's show, we're going to be talking all about cash flowing through real estate. We've got three incredible people to talk us through it. First up is the clever investor himself, Cody Sperber, who's going to talk about how you can easily become a real estate millionaire. That's right. The journey to becoming a millionaire in real estate is not as difficult as you may think, and he's going to walk you right through it. Next up is Sam Newell. He is one of the members of our Cool People, Cool Places Mastermind, and he shares a little bit about how coaching has helped him accomplish his goals within the realm of real estate. And last but not least is Grant Cardone. You are probably familiar with him, and he talks about why owning a house is a poor investment and why he only buys things that print him money. So you're not going to want to miss 1 second of today's episode. Remember, if you appreciate the show, be sure to take a screenshot and tag Travis on Instagram with the handle at Travis Chappell. All right, guys, let's get into today's show.
The distance between deal zero and deal one, having to go through that learning curve, was a lot longer than the distance between deal one and two. Everything started to condense.
And two and ten.
And two and ten. Right, and then right. It just, what all those seeds you're planting, all those relationships, all those trial and errors. I've had partnerships fall apart and I've gotten sued and I've sued people. And like just all this experience that you learn through doing deals and becoming a deal maker makes it to where obviously I upped my goals and I went from just wanting to make $3,000 a month and being able to quit my job as a bookkeeper and just being able to do real estate full time. I remember getting to a point where I was making 10 grand a month wholesaling houses. Then I'm like, I don't know, this sounds kind of crazy, but could I do 25 grand a month?
Right.
And then you hit that and then it's like 50, 100.
Right.
And then, you know, your thing starts to scale. But I did something that was really smart and my mentor forced me to do this, is I used my wholesale profits to fund my real estate acquisitions. So if you're listening to this and you want to become a real estate millionaire, you're not that far off. And if you think about it like this, wholesaling, if you've never heard of it, it's the purest form of the no money down deal. It's basically finding homeowners or houses that are distressed. And there's if you look down the average American street right now, 90% of the houses and the owners that own them those houses, they're not motivated to sell at a discount.
Yeah.
They're not going to. Like, if you're not motivated, you're not going to sell
yeah.
at a discount. But there's like 10% on any street that's motivated, going through a divorce, had a death in the family, lost their job, being relocated, medical issues, legal issues, foundational issues, fire, flood, you know,
right.
the house is old and ugly. It's the one on the street that has a flat roof where every other one's pitched roof.
Right.
Some functional obsolescence, something is going on with the property. Those are the types of deals I go after.
Yeah.
And if you are good at marketing, especially nowadays with social media, it's not that difficult to find free or cheap avenues to get out in front of these types of people and get this message that, hey, if you want cash and you want to close quickly, we can help you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we'll show up, we'll work out a deal, we'll put their house under contract. And what most people don't understand is with creative real estate, it's not like traditional real estate where you either hire a real estate agent or you get your license and that's how you make money buying and selling properties for other people. With creative real estate, we're creating the profits by providing a service for other real estate investors. Mm. Once you put a house under contract, what's interesting is you have what's called equitable rights in the property. And all that means is per the contract, you have certain rights to that property. Just like if you signed a contract to rent somebody's property, you now have the right to use the property. Mm. Well, if I go to buy your house, and I fill out a contract, let's say it's worth $200,000, but I agree to buy it for $150,000. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay. And I say, we'll close in 20 days. Mm-hmm. Well, during that 20-day period, I kind of control your real estate because technically you shouldn't be able to go sell it to somebody else,
right?
And so during that 20 days, I kind of have this window to go and shop that paperwork around town to see if anybody else wants to step into my shoes and get it. And that's the concept of wholesaling, is being a real estate middleman matchmaker. And so once I kind of thought of it like, okay, how many of these types of deals where I find a seller, I negotiate, I put their house under contract, I find a cash buyer, which is a landlord or a rehabber, and I find them and I just put deals together. And in 2019, my average wholesale fee was $11,202, right? So think about this. I'm going to try and get these numbers off the top of my head, but think about this. Let's say you want to become a real estate millionaire in 2020.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we do that? Well, if I'm making on average, let's just say $10,000 per wholesale flip. Mm-hmm. How many wholesale deals do I need to do in order to buy real estate to become a real estate millionaire? So let's just work backwards. Let's say you have a house that you could buy for $200,000, but you could buy it for $150,000, mm-hmm. right? Needs work. There's lots of these deals out there.
Yeah.
Okay. If I go to a bank to buy a house for $150,000, I need 20% down, which is $30,000. All right. So if I'm making 10 grand per wholesale flip, how many wholesale deals do I need to do to get the 30 grand to put the down payment to buy the one house?
Three.
I got to do three. And so that's how simple I started thinking of it. Okay, I got to flip three houses real quick, take those profits, go over, put them as a down payment to buy that $200,000 house for $150,000. Now, what do I have? I have a $200,000 house for $150,000, but I put 30 grand down. So I have $80,000 in equity in that property.
Yeah.
So I turned 30 into 80 of value
immediately
just by that trade-off. Then what else do I have? I now maybe fix it up, maybe I don't. And I put a tenant in there. And let's say I rent it out for $1,500 a month, right? Well, now I'm getting $18,000 a year in cash flow, right? Now, I probably have a mortgage that I got to pay off and different stuff. But like, I'm getting a certain amount of cash flow coming in. Plus, I have depreciation. Plus, I can write off expenses. There's all this value of owning real estate. Well, if I do five of those houses in the course of a year, I now have $1 million worth of real estate. Off of 15 wholesale deals.
Right.
So I turned 150 grand into $1 million worth of real estate, $400,000 in equity, plus constant cash flow and massive tax benefits.
Yeah.
Sign Boom. Me up. of a sudden the light bulb went off and I was like, I could do this.
Right.
Because I could do this over here. And this was the gateway to get me here.
Number one was the most magical moment, realizing, right? Like understanding like, oh my goodness, this is actually doable. You know, it's not just a concept anymore. I'm not seeing some dude on stage talk about it.
And I actually cashed a check.
And that was, and my first deal was 40 grand. Yeah. So I didn't even have to do three deals. Yeah, I could have done one deal. Right. My biggest wholesale fee in 2019 was $65,000.
Wow.
For 3 hours That's worth of work.
Crazy.
And I'm not saying you're going to do that. Because like most people don't.
Proper
like,
expectations.
Yeah. Most people screw it all up or do like what I did initially, which was quit.
Yeah. Right. Right.
9 months. Imagine going after a goal for 9 months while everybody thinks you're absolutely insane.
Right.
And you're running out of money and you're going into credit card debt.
And that's the crazy part too, is that's why I asked to make sure that it was like the profit on the deal, because you were $30,000 in credit card debt. Your first deal was more than enough to get you out of debt and get you into your next deal.
I paid a lot of money for coaching, spent a ton of time running cap rates,
YouTube, just looking at deals.
Looking at deals, talking with commercial brokers, spending time with big time investors.
Yeah.
I made it my mission in life to not just understand investments, but be an expert and do whatever it took to be in the top 1% in that field, knowledge-wise.
Sure. So it seems like every time you do something, a new venture, a new, you know, goal or dream, it seems like you go straight to, let me find somebody who's already done what I want to do, and let me get around that person and spend as much time with them as I can, right? That's what I'm hearing throughout the entire story we've been talking about.
Life is just monkey see, monkey do. There's always someone that can show you how to do what you
Nothing
new
under the sun,
No.
I mean, that's everything that we teach here on the show is exactly that. Like, if you want to be good at something, if you want to be the best at something, then go get around the people that are doing it the best and just spend as much time with you possibly can. Like, even if you can't, let's say they don't even offer coaching, they don't offer mentorship, they don't do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting around them.
Here's a story
just
for
listening
you.
Listening to conversations, everything makes you start going down that path.
Absolutely. I'm an introvert. I hate group scenarios. I love one-on-one, hate group situations. I'd go to these trainings here in Vegas with the Mike Ferry group, and there's these quote-unquote superstars making $1 million, $2 million, $5 million a year. Hugely successful agents. I could not bring myself to go talk to them at first. I was way too scared. Mm. And nervous and just unconfident. But I wanted it so bad. I started going up to them at the breaks and it became easier. They're always super nice. And so, I started just asking them questions. And they'd ask me questions back. And I would learn just amazing tips. And just the exposure to these guys. So one of the cool stories is 8 years ago, I went up to this guy named Michael. And he said, "What the hell are you doing with your time?" He's like, "You're doing 30 deals? So do you like sit in bed at home and just sleep half the day? Like, you're making how many calls a day?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I need to get a lot more discipline, don't I?" Now he's one of my business partners.
That's funny.
And we'll probably buy $20, $30 million in properties together this year. But I was so scared to go talk with him. And he was the nicest guy about it.
Right.
But just absolutely changed my life. But
that's the kind of advice you need to hear, right? Because the problem is everybody looks for advice in the wrong places.
Yeah.
Like, they'll go to somebody who's also doing 30 deals a year, or how many did you say, 40, 50?
30. Yeah,
so they'll go to somebody who's also making 30 deals, doing 30 deals a year, or they'll go to the guy that's doing 50 deals a year and be like, "Hey, you're ahead of me. How do I get to 50 deals a year?" And it's like, no, we want to think about how you can get to 30 deals to 100 deals a year. Like, we want to make a jump here. And hearing tough love for somebody like that, that's just like, man, 30 deals? What do you do with your time? Like, it clearly just means that, like,
and he's doing 150.
Yeah, and his advice would be centered around the fact that, like, well, you're clearly just not working enough.
Right.
Like, if that's the volume that you have, I know this business well enough to understand that the main thing that you need to do is just work more.
Right.
Like, that's it. It's cut, clear, it's simple.
Yep.
But when you talk to somebody who hasn't walked that path, they don't know the ins and outs of the industry. They can't see the blimp view. They're in the weeds with you.
Right.
So how can you expect to get advice that's actually going to be worth a damn when you're getting it from somebody who's like following you through the weeds? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, it's mind blowing that we don't think about it. It's just like second nature to go to like your mom or dad. They may love you and they may have great intentions for your life and they may be good at what they do. But if it's not the thing that you're trying to do, then the advice that they give you has to be taken with a grain of salt.
Absolutely.
You can't just trust it and do what they say because they love you. Like,
absolutely.
Love doesn't equal good advice. You know what I mean?
That's a really good point. And usually it's bad advice.
Oftentimes it's the opposite. Yeah, exactly.
Because they know they don't want to hurt your feelings.
Right.
So get around people.
And they want you to be safe.
Yeah. Get around people that are okay being honest to you.
Yeah.
Or with you.
Yeah, and that's what I like so much about a lot of the other business influencers and the content they put out there is I think that's where a lot of my like being risk averse or being okay with risk comes from, is just hearing it from people who are just crushing it on a scale that I can't even comprehend.
Yeah.
Like looking at the risks that they take and just being like, you know what, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, I remember we did a flip one time, and we actually still own it, so it was not a successful flip, is what that means. So we did a flip in a market that we didn't know, and we couldn't sell it for a profit, so we just held it, which is kind of the cool thing about real estate, is that
yeah,
we haven't lost anything. You know, nice. It's just a rental property, right?
Tax write off.
Yeah, sure. But in the terms of like a flip, it was not a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting down and looking at like how much we were under on it, and I was just like beating myself up over it. And then I hop on a podcast interview with a guy who was doing multifamily investing, and he talked to me about one of his partners that lost in the crash. He lost $50 million on one deal.
Wow.
$50 million on one deal.
Wow.
And I was just like, I think like the 20 or 30 grand that I'm in the hole is like, puts it at a whole new perspective.
Yeah.
It allows me to look at that as like, you know what? That's not a large amount of money. It's okay. It's not a big deal. Like life happens, and it was a huge learning lesson. And now I can take that and I can apply it into something else in the future. But like when you get around people that are crushing it at a level that you can't even mm-hmm. comprehend at the moment, it allows you to start reprogramming your brain to train yourself to be like, hey, look, this is a lot. This is a little. Like this, what I used to think was a huge number is actually really, really small number. You know what I mean? Like
absolutely.
Growing up, I thought six figures was like, man, you make six figures, you're balling. You know what I mean? And I made six figures, and I was like, I need more money.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. My goal getting in real estate is someday I'll make $100,000 a year.
Yeah. $100,000. There's just something about that. $100,000 a year. Wow.
I did that my second year in real estate. I was like, oh, that's actually not that cool.
Yeah,
like,
and where's all my money?
Expenses. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and when I got into syndication, I was like, man, I wonder if we could get like a couple $100 million in assets.
Yeah.
And I go and meet this guy. We're now kind of buddies, and he's out of Salt Lake as well. He has $1.6 billion in multifamily holdings.
Wow.
He's only been doing it 10 years.
10 years and $1.6 billion.
So now my goal is to get to $1 billion by 2029.
Yeah.
And this is a tougher market. So sure. I hate him because he started in 2010. Yeah. I started in 2010, but I started with a little house.
Yeah.
And he started buying 200 unit apartment complexes. Look at the difference where we're at now. I'm not doing bad, but he's making seven figures a month off of his assets.
Investing.
So my goal quickly changed when I hung out with, his name's Jed, and his investors make a ton of money. So he's benefited, and now he's trying to go for a couple billion, and
yeah,
he'll probably get there in half the time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bullshit out there.
Yeah.
The life coaching.
Mm.
Dude, you don't need a life coach. You need a business coach.
Dude, do you think there's a point where, do you think that there is an age where it's too early to spend that kind of money on stuff like that?
Never too early. I don't think it's too early. I don't think it's too late. And I don't think there's ever too much.
Okay.
I think people quit. People quit getting data. They give up on the network marketing company.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, Amway didn't work. Nu Skin didn't work. Mm-hmm. ACN didn't work. Maybe the next one works. Okay. Yeah. I tried doing Instagram. Can't get a following. Good, man. Do another one. Frequency is the way to greatness.
Yeah.
Don't quit no matter what. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless it's bad for you, don't quit.
Unless it's bad for you.
You know, if there's a chance of a win, if there's a chance that your life can get better, if there's a chance that there is gold on the other side of the rainbow, dude, walk.
Yeah. Man, we talked a lot about a lot of things. I do need to start getting wrapped up, but I want to touch on real estate because that's something that my dad's a real estate broker, like basically my entire life.
Yeah.
So it's something I grew up in and something I'm fascinated with. So I want to talk about that. This is something that was polarizing to me when I first started following your content a couple years ago, and that's don't buy a house.
Since then,
I've implemented that and found it to be 100% accurate because of a bad deal that I bought when I was like 21, 22.
Right.
And so talk a little bit about that. Why is it bad to buy a house? That goes against literally everything that everybody tells you to do.
Look, houses were made for banks. Okay. Houses were not made for people. You need to live somewhere, but you do not need to sign a 30-year note for the place you live in.
Mm.
House is a ball and a chain that weighs, that's in the cement, and you can't leave it.
Yeah.
Okay, you do not want to buy a house. One door is not an investment. One door is a liability.
A liability, yeah, exactly. That was the biggest change, mindset shift for me, because I'd always thought of it as an asset. Buy a house, it's an asset. You know, you don't buy a car,
because that's
a liability.
It's an asset for assets. A car is a better investment than a house is. I would buy a car before I bought a house.
Really?
I'd buy a boat. I think I might buy a boat before. And a boat is like as bad as it gets. A house is because you guys have been hypnotized.
Yeah.
You have been lied to so heavily.
Yeah.
Now, I know all my real estate friends out there that, like, a lot of real estate people do business with me, the guys that sell residential real estate. I am not going to convince the whole world that a house is a bad deal. It's so ingrained in people's, like, I got to own it. I got to.
But what about equity, Grant? What about equity?
Yeah, I'm going to create equity other places.
Right.
So I don't want.
To be clear here, he's not saying don't buy real estate.
No,
that is not.
I own more real estate than everybody watching right now.
Right.
So I own.
Just don't buy where you live.
Don't buy where I live. I don't need to own where I live. What I want to do is I want to own real estate that I can rent to others. I only want to own what pays me every month. Okay. Like, I don't buy land. Nobody should buy land. That's a speculation. Okay. I would buy land if it was producing oil. And if I was getting a pump every month, right? If I got a check, if I only buy things that give me checks. So now that brings me to the plane, because somebody's going to be like, dude, you bought a plane. Mm-hmm. Plane doesn't pay you. Yes, it does. Plane gets me to the pay. Plane gets me to the network. So when I got on that plane, when I bought the first plane, Jared, our VP of sales, says, we were going through Dallas. I was still flying commercial at the time. And he's like, we met the VP of some company. And he's like, you know, Grant, when you buy the plane, we won't meet the VP of the company anymore. I said, no, we won't, dude. Now we'll meet the owner. Okay? We pay for that plane in 3 months.
Wow.
The first plane was paid for in 3 months. Why? Because I can get to places. Time is money, right? Warren Buffett's bought one house his whole life, his entire life.
Wow.
One $28,000 house. That's not how he made his money. He made his money. He didn't build equity in that. He bought companies, right? By the way, he doesn't invest in the stock market. He buys companies.
Yeah.
And so he's not a risk taker. He invests in sure things. So the jet gets me to people, that gets me to a network, that gets me to more money.
Yeah. So that's an easy explanation for me then, because every time I say that to somebody, somebody's like, do you own the house you're living right now? Or are you renting? Oh, I'm renting. Oh, it's a great time to buy. I'm like, I have three or four other houses that, you know, that I own. I just rent those out. Like, well, why not just buy the house, you know, that you have right now? And then I'm just like, I buy where I can rent out and I rent where I can live. Yeah. And everybody's always questioning me that. So I guess the short answer would be like, ask Warren Buffett and he'll tell you.
It's just like, nobody wants to hear this conversation. I mean, you want to have a 2-hour argument at dinner? Just say, hey, a house is a dumb asset for asses. It was for banks, man. Those houses were built for banks. Yeah. You would not have the banking industry today if it wasn't for home loans.
So what do you invest in then?
The only thing I buy is multifamily or office, possibly office, income-producing properties.
Something that pays you.
They have to cash flow from month one.
Okay.
So
is there a cap rate that you usually look for when you're...
No, we're not cap rate driven. We're location-driven, market-driven. Job focused, like markets that the Austins, the Nashvilles, the Tampas, the Orlandos, the Dallases, the Houstons, markets where there's growth, Salt Lake City.
What do you think about Vegas right now?
I love Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Vegas. So I like those in multifamily. I do not like them for houses. I hate Vegas for a house. So those houses will get cut in half again.
That's it for this episode. If you want to connect with Travis and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join his free Facebook group, Podcast to Profit. Travis will see you there. And remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.